Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The roar of the crowd quiets. Opponents stand shoulder to shoulder, some staring, some avoiding eye contact. And then it begins. A chant. A stomp. A fierce gaze. Arms beat against thighs, feet pound the turf, and the sound of history fills the stadium. The haka, the Maori war dance performed by New Zealand's All Blacks, is one of the most iconic rituals in world sport. It's theatrical, it's intimidating, and it's deeply cultural. But behind the spectacle lies a story of identity, respect, and power that goes far beyond rugby. In this first episode of Beyond the Tryline, we explore how a centuries-old tradition became a global sporting phenomenon, why it carries so much meaning, and how it shaped the All Blacks into one of the most successful teams in history. The haka is not just performance. It is wakapapa, ancestry. For the Maori people of New Zealand, it is an expression of pride, unity, and defiance. Traditionally, hakas were performed to celebrate achievements, welcome guests, or prepare warriors for battle. When the All Blacks adopted the haka in the late 19th century, it was more than a pre-match ritual. It was a statement that rugby was not just a game in New Zealand. It was a cultural bridge. The first recorded use of the haka by a New Zealand rugby team dates back to 1888. When the New Zealand natives toured Britain. Since then, the haka has evolved, becoming a permanent fixture of the All Blacks' identity. The most famous of them all is Kamate, composed by Te Rauparaha, a Maori chief, nearly 200 years ago. Its chant of life triumphing over death resonates across the field every time it is performed. But in 2005, the All Blacks introduced a new haka, Kapa Opango. Created specifically for the team, it featured powerful gestures, including the infamous throat-slitting motion. The introduction sparked controversy, but it also showed the haka's ability to adapt, to evolve, and to remain a living tradition rather than a relic. For the All Blacks, it was about reclaiming Maori culture in a modern context and using it as a force of unity. The haka is also psychological warfare. Standing opposite a team performing the haka can be intimidating. Some opponents lock eyes, responding with defiance. Others bow their heads, avoiding the stare. In 2008, the Welsh famously stood their ground, staring down the All Blacks in silence long after the haka finished. These moments have become part of rugby folklore. The haka sets the tone, creating an atmosphere of respect, tension, and drama before the first whistle even blows. Economically, the haka has become a brand. The All Blacks are not only one of the most successful teams in rugby history, with a winning percentage above 75%, they are also one of the most marketable. Global sponsors like Adidas, AIG, and Air New Zealand have embraced the haka as a symbol of heritage and strength. For New Zealand as a country, the haka has become a cultural export, appearing not just in rugby, but in tourism campaigns, movies, and even diplomatic events. Yet the haka also raises questions about cultural ownership. Some critics argue that its commercialization risks diluting its meaning. Others highlight that the haka belongs to Maori culture, not just to rugby. The All Blacks, for their part, have worked to ensure that their use of the haka is grounded in respect and collaboration with Maori leaders. The challenge is balancing authenticity with global exposure. For the players, the haka is deeply personal. Former All Blacks describe the surge of adrenaline, the sense of connection, and the reminder that they represent not only their team but their ancestors. It bonds the squad, reminding them that wearing the black jersey carries responsibility. But perhaps the haka's greatest power lies in what it means to fans. For New Zealanders, Maori and non-Maori alike, it is a symbol of national pride. For global audiences, it is a glimpse into a tradition that combines sport culture, and identity in a way no other team can replicate. The Haka transforms a rugby match into something bigger, a stage where history, heritage, and competition collide. As the All Blacks stand in formation, eyes blazing, voices rising, the Haka is more than intimidation. It is an invitation to witness, to respect, and to understand. Behind the chants and stomps is a narrative of survival, adaptation, and excellence, the very qualities that have made the All Blacks one of the greatest teams in sporting history.